think we can definitely find a way to do that. So I don't think it's tough to really shift gears into going towards the Saints. We know they're a great team, and they're going to come here and a super explosive offense. So it's not tough to really switch over, though.
Where do you start with that offense? Obviously, Drew Brees, the MVP caliber quarterback most years. So what's kind of the plan?
I don't know. Stop him. We'll see. We'll see on Sunday. Coach Capers always has an awesome plan for us, and we started that today and started running it. But I've said a million times, it's not crazy. It's not rocket science. We just got to find a way to, they're going to make some plays. But we got to get off the field on third down, try to get them in third and long situations, and pressure the quarterback, stop the run, and we'll see what goes from there.
What's been working on getting? You're one of the best in the NFL getting teams off the field on third down this year so far. What's been working? Why is it?
I mean, obviously a combination of a bunch of things, but if you can get, I think we've had a lot of third and medium, third and long situations, and when you can win on first down, it puts you in a lot better situation to win third down. So if a team has a bunch of third and two, third and threes, they're gonna convert a lot of those. But we've got them a lot of third and medium, third and long, so that's big for us. And we've obviously got a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Is Sproles one of the fastest guys you face?
Yeah, fastest and quickest, probably a combination of both. Yeah, and not just. There's a lot of guys that are straight line fast, but Sproles is fast everywhere.
Usually, though, out in flats, they don't bring him up through the middle, do they?
They have, yeah, they can do it. I mean, they'll put him everywhere. That's what I think they do a good job of using him. But, yeah, I mean, he can squirt through there in the middle for sure and have a three-way go on a guy, and it's tough for anyone to cover him then.
Is this going to be a real test for him? You guys have had defensively two great games. Is this going to be a real test? The true test to see where y'all are facing an offense like the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. This is a guy like Drew Brees has been one of the elite quarterbacks for, 10, 12 years now in the NFL. So, yeah, with this explosive an offense, this is a huge test for us, and we look forward to it, though.
Are you guys feeling good about yourselves on defense, though? After last year, you got criticized pretty highly.
I mean, we were never down on ourselves last year, but I guess we feel all right with where we're at, but we know it's a super long year, and we need to find a way to keep going. All it takes is one bad game, and then you're going to ask us if we feel bad about ourselves. So, we got to try to find a way to stay even keel and keep rolling in the right direction and try to get better this week. And, like I said, huge test with them, though.
Going into last week's game, the defense led the NFL in sacks. You guys didn't get any last week. Mm-hmm. No, Russell's an elusive quarterback, but what do you guys
think? Yeah, didn't Nick get one? Perry?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right.
But going into this week, I mean, with a quarterback like Drew Brees and that offensive line, what do you guys got to do to get after the quarterback?
Well, I think Drew does a great job of getting rid of the ball quick. They'll come out in multiple different situations of personnel where they'll spread out, get you an empty, and it's a lot of quick game. So when he holds the ball and when he passes the ball, we need to have a guy in his face and to make sure we're trying to disrupt him, because there's nothing worse than letting an elite quarterback sit there in the pocket and feel comfortable.